Hello everyone, you're listening to another round of Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, a special type of podcast where you'll learn about some interesting animal facts of unique creatures. This week's creature is none other than the wombat. I'd assume many of you have no clue what a wombat is, so it's a blessing you have Callum by your side. After all, there's no wombatter than me. Terrible jokes aside, let's roll out the facts. Wombats are small stubby marsupials that are found only in the grasslands of Down Under. That's Australia, for those unaware. Being marsupials, this makes them related to a lot of the outback's handiwork, such as koalas, kangaroos, and bandicoots. Despite how cute and cuddly they look on your phone, wombats are not to be taken lightly. For starters, these rotund rodents can grow up to be over 4 feet long and weigh a whopping 80 pounds, and likely much more. And to add salt to the wound, these wombats know how to get into close combat, and you don't want to be near these guys when that happens. When agitated, these war-crazed wombats will charge towards their attackers at 40 kilometers per hour before delivering a flurry of bites and scratches that could leave you in shambles. And that's not all, however, as these furry fiends' bones are as hard as rock, and if one charges at you, it could break your leg like a celery stick. Diet-wise, wombats are herbivores that mainly chow down on Australia's greenery, consisting of plants, grass, and roots. In fact, wombats have such a tooth for greens that they'll sometimes spend approximately 3 to 8 hours every day grazing the fields like cows. And speaking of cows, these creatures need to be on the move to avoid predators, such as dingoes, eagles, and even your pet dog would make a meal out of it. Thankfully, wombats have evolved a way to deal with some of these threats personally. You know when I said that these wombats have tough marrow that can make quick work of your leg if you're not careful? And do you know where the marrow is at its most toughest? You guessed it. The backside. In a nutshell, when the wombat gets chased by a hungry predator, such as a dingo or a fox, it will retreat into the nearest den, where it dives in head first. Now, if the attacker has more than one brain cell, it'll usually give up and leave the massively rumped marsupial alone. But, if they're persistent, which is most likely, then they'll probably end up with a face full of rare, as the wombat's butt is usually the same size as the entrance to its den, acting like a blockade in some way. But that's not all, because if the wombat shakes its booty about, then the hard bones within its bottom could deliver critical damage to those unfortunate enough to be on the receiving end, and in some cases, even kill. Scientists have discovered skeletons of foxes and dingoes within the dens of wombats, leaving many to believe that the attacking animal was killed by being crushed by the den's edges through the use of a wombat's rump. Now, that's an embarrassing way to go out, no ifs or buts. Well, that's enough facts for one day, but be sure to tune in next week to learn some more animalistic animal facts from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife itself. Callum, see you later!